It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Welcome to MGP 449. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pabby.
Hiya. We all right?
Very good. You were a little bit slow to say hello there.
Was there?
Yeah.
That
troubled me.
I'm panicked most times. I don't know what to say. I know
when
the
obvious answer say hello.
The obvious answer is say hello, but I always think, as you're saying it, I think I should say something witty in there, and there's nothing comes to mind ever.
You've had like 200 opportunities to be witty now.
And it only occurs to me the second
you
start
now, is it?
You intro the show. That's the thing. It only occurs to me the second you start talking.
If you were going to have a fancy way of introing yourself other than just saying hello when you're told to, you should have come up with that about 5 years ago. I think it's a bit late now. I wouldn't worry about it anymore.
Well, I'm going to start easing it in.
De-stress yourself.
I know
the pain now. I've been toying with just quacking for weeks now. And I bottle it every week. I'm
just
like,
would
it be like a whack or a quack or a or what would it be? You know, just
ridiculous.
I just can't decide.
Well, boys and girls, you'll be glad to know that I am in podcast 3 of this 3-week cold that Anna infected me with. So I still have ever so slightly croakier throat. And I am still having random explosions of coughing fits. The great thing about them now is I don't know when they're coming. So rather than there just being gaps where I'm not talking because I'm muted now, what you'll actually hear is stuff like this where I'm just talking completely normally and then it mutes because I'm starting to cough. Didn't know it was coming. I hit mute as it's starting. That's when you need to step up and start talking. I am assured that it's a 3-week cold and this will be the last time you all need to hear about it. I've had enough of it. It's ridiculous.
When you said this is your third podcast, I thought you meant the fact you've been moonlighting on all these other podcasts. Maybe your voice would be better if you stopped recording so many other podcasts, Mr. Chapman.
I've only done like 2.
Yeah,
and switching. And game saves and
but
all
these things are my job you're describing there, Anna. I have to do my job. You can't have time off work just because you're sick. What would happen to the world if people were allowed time off work when they were sick?
Well, I mean, you'd be able to do this podcast, the one that's obviously
the one
not paying any bills.
Like $12 a month. This
exactly.
One. Let's prioritize this one. Exactly.
Exactly. You should be.
Goodness me. Yeah, apparently it's all going to be gone. It's a 3-week thing. I'm going to be fine. You'll never hear me mention being sick again, which is going to be absolutely super. It was fun doing the network game this week because apparently it gets even worse when I'm laughing. So I should be safe with you lot. But in the network game, as soon as I got to chuckling, Anna was going to come in and tell me to stop at one point. I was getting texts from her. You need to have a drink or take some medicine or I'm going to make you stop. I was coughing quite a lot, wasn't
it? It was ridiculous.
But when funny things happen, it gets me chuckling. I do. I need some new lungs. If anyone could spare some lungs for me, that would be super.
Well, did you invest in one of those machines I told you about last week?
No, because what I've got instead was an updated version of my Aura ring. You remember I got an Aura ring last Christmas? Well, after having it for 10 months, they released an updated version of it, and I got $50 off. So obviously, I spent another £300 to get an updated version of the ring. So you're I've now mad. Spent about, well, including Anna's, I've spent about £800 on these rings in the last 11 months. But this one, at a non-specific point in the future, will give me my O2 percentage overnight, which I could get off my watch now, but I don't wear my watch overnight. So I want to actually, I'm going to wait, and at this non-specific time, when the watch that has the tech in it to do it, but doesn't yet have the software to read it, as soon as this can give me my O2 percentages, when I look at that chart, if it looks like I've got sheepdogitis, then I will invest in a Darth Vader kit.
Wise words. When they told me in the office the other day that they told me I'd stopped breathing 14 times an hour, I thought I'd misheard them. But I was chatting to Lee McElwain about it, and he was like, yeah, mine was a similar number. I can't remember what the number exactly was, but it turns out that is actually an hour. So your ring will be giving you some good data, and I think anything over 5 is a problem, apparently. Apparently normal people can stop breathing 4 times a night, which still seems a bit excessive. I never knew that was such a thing, just to stop breathing. But yeah, 14 times an hour, it makes you wonder when I was fitting in the actual breathing, doesn't it?
Well, my sleep has been awful since I've been ill. I've not had a proper night's sleep for like 3 weeks. So I don't know how much of that is just generally feeling grotty or how much of it is because now I'm a little bit bunged up as well. It's multiplying the effect. And I'm never asleep. According to my sleep chart that I get every night, I'm never asleep for longer than about 10 minutes at a stretch. And then I'm up and I'm awake again. So I wonder if that's my... the indication that I need to deprive some poor COVID patient of a mask and just so that I can have a nice night's sleep.
Yeah. Well, at this point,
get the priorities right and all that.
They've had 2 years of it all going their way.
Are you like 9 stone now that you've had yours for a week? The weight's dropped off.
It has been Claire's birthday week. I've eaten a lot of cake, so probably not. I've probably got up. I'm probably the only person who gets one of these and puts weight on. But I ordered a...
You're more rested, so you're more energetic for eating now.
I ordered a box of afternoon tea for Kirsty's birthday, and it was for 2 people, but it had like 12 sandwiches and about 12 cakes. And so I split them 50-50.
Where did you get a box of afternoon tea from?
It was some company in Peterborough. Chef de la Maison, it was called, which I think just means chef to the home.
I'm ordering some afternoon tea right now.
But yeah, they just drove over. They were like really formal at my door and handed me a box, and it had loads of cool sandwiches and stuff in it. The cakes were very good, but very heavy. So I feel like basically I didn't eat today because I just felt like I ate so much yesterday. I just I realized at about 4 o'clock that I'd not eaten. I had breakfast at like 1 and then that was all I'd eaten until dinner time. And I think it's because the cake was just so heavy. So yeah, it's an investment, Kev. It'll keep you going for 2 days, that. But yeah, it's been a good week.
Yeah, I'm having a look at their website now. Anna, we're getting afternoon tea.
No, I don't know.
Will they deliver
like
out
it.
Your way from Peterborough?
Probably. We're not that far. I can
you
order
don't like
a collection.
Sandwiches, Anna.
Mm.
And scones. There was a scone.
I don't like scones. Scones are horrible.
Scones are great.
Nah.
Do we all agree on the way to say Mrs. Sheepdog kept calling them scones, and I was like, what is it with these people? But you're saying scones too.
Well,
it is
scone.
It's not... Yeah, it's scone, but I thought the Deeping folk called them scones. I reckon.
Yeah, but my mum is originally. I've been doing my family tree. My mum's side of the family traces back through like 8 generations in East London and Essex, so that's where I learned to speak from.
I'm assuming you've checked that we're not somehow related.
We might
three
be.
Generations
it,
down.
It gets complicated, but yeah, there's one point when they veer off into France, so.
Well, that's
like
where my surname comes from.
When the Chapmans could have mated with the Bassises. And if that happened, I'll be horrified.
I mean, there could be a Blackadder Baldrick style thing going on here. The Chapmans and the Basses have met in France. They've met in the Roman
That'd
times.
Be amazing.
You know, and we've just met up in Peterborough in this era. And,
maybe I need to sort you out with a gift code to Ancestry so we can check it up. check how often our families were in the same place.
God, that'd be hilarious, wouldn't it? It'd be like literally Blackadder all the way through, just every time you become...
And we always end up doing a podcast together.
Yeah, just whatever the equivalent at the time is.
Yeah, exactly. We probably co-wrote the Bible.
the mature Romans weekly announcement. The mature caveman, and we're just there going, ooga booga ooga, ooba googa, and then showing them the wheel.
What, the cavemen invented the wheel before they could speak in your version of history?
Well, what's more practical? And the language, the ooga boogering, would have made sense to them because it was just noises and pointing. So they'd have then, you know, I'd have wheeled the wheel in and everyone would have clapped, and that beardy glasses caveman, though, I mean, you wouldn't have had glasses because you're a caveman, but you know, it'd have been you as a caveman.
I'm officially no longer interested in this tea at home set, because in this box on their website, the picture, there's half a strawberry touching a sausage roll. And I mean, if they can't even arrange the box properly for a photograph, goodness knows what they're going to do to deliver the thing. So I am out.
When it arrived, the strawberries were all around one scone, and I was like, well, that's Mrs. Sheepdog's scone.
What a wet scone that would be.
I mean, it wasn't wet.
Well, what a dry strawberry that would be. Hold on, they've got something called the smoke wagon. Now, I mean, I'm back in. Anna, I'm ordering the smoke wagon.
I see.
Will they drive a wagon to your house just shrouded in smoke?
I'd like to think so. Pap, do you say scone or do you say it wrong?
I've been thinking this the entire time. I don't like them, so I don't ever need to say it. I've never had it. Scone.
It's scone, heavy.
Yeah, it is scone, mate. Come on.
Anna, you say scone, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd say scone. I feel like I would. But I honestly don't know.
Then you're correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the first time we've all agreed on how to say something.
It's just the first time we've all agreed on anything full stop, I think. We'll have to remember this much when we're doing the Game of the Year podcast, that it is possible for us to agree on something.
That's going to be hard. I've actually played games this year because I've got a bloody computer.
Yeah, you'll actually have... You won't have to nominate mobile apps four times.
I've only ever done Pokemon Go. I don't think I've ever nominated.
I'm sure Simpsons Tapped Out's been on the list before as well.
No, because it would have had to have come out that year, and it's like, what, 13 years old or something, isn't it?
Oh, that came out while we were doing the podcast. We used to talk about that a
lot
on the podcast.
Oh, no, it did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you and Bouncy played it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you and Bouncy started that, and I said it looked terrible. And
now you're still playing it every day now.
What looked terrible?
I chat to Bouncy about it every now and again, funnily enough, and he's like Mr. He's got every single character in it and he's completed it all, and every time they release something new he just has to see which bits he needs, and it's become a problem for him because he has to spend money to get the characters that they add in, whereas I obviously haven't.
He doesn't have to.
No.
I know he doesn't have to. We were chatting and he was like, they've just locked some pixelated Homer Simpson behind a 20 quid purchase, and he was like, I'm gonna get that when I get paid. And I was like, mate, you don't need to do that, like, just ignore it. But I mean, the thing is as well, they'll do it for 20 quid for a little bit, and then they'll stick it in the free thing where you basically every time you get 30 donuts you can spend them in their donut shop that randomly selects a prize. So I'll have that in like a year, the thing he spent 20 quid on. It's like, there's no real need to rush, is there? It's a slow game. But they are. Not that I was planning on going on about this. I thought the game was dying, winding down, and I thought, I'm nearly off the hook. And then this week they've randomly brought out a whole new quarter of the map. They've like added a whole new feature to the map that you have to then play and unlock and do stuff with. I was like, oh, okay, so they're gearing this up again. Like, the last time we did anything like that was probably 3-4 years ago, and suddenly they're doing it again. I'm like, oh, well, the game was supposed to be dying, not reinvigorating itself. So yeah, if you've not played it in a while, now's the time to jump in.
Splendid. I suppose we should talk about games that have come out more recently than Simpsons Tapped Out, as there are games coming out all the time at the moment, including one that came out today that at least me and Sheepdog have played. It's a little game called Pokemon, I think it's called. It's new. I'm not really familiar with it. I don't think it's been mentioned on the show before. I know because I am considered most likely to enjoy it. They sent it to me a day early, which was very much appreciated. So I got to be playing Pokemon Brilliant Diamond yesterday and made sure I prominently tweeted it so Sheepdog would see and get all upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anna did say, make sure you tell Sheepdog. Don't worry, he's already seen. His Pokemon senses went off. The thing that annoyed my stream the most about it yesterday is I kept wafting it around when I was on stream saying, but I can't play it because I'm doing this. So it's here. I got it early, and I am not playing it. I am wasting having it early. I didn't actually turn it on until about 11 p.m. last night. So anybody who was just ordering it on a download could have played it an hour after I did. And I got it at like 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday. But
well, I was delighted to read that. When you started it, did it have a video at the beginning? Because they,
yeah, I think so.
Did you get the patch, basically? Because they released the patch, I think.
Oh, yeah, there was a 15-minute download when I put the cartridge in.
Okay, cool. I thought to myself, that patch only came out late, and if he put it in when he got it to show off, he ain't got the patch, and it's missing half the stuff, and you'd have got to the end of... I mean, you probably wouldn't have cared as much anyway, but there was lots of stuff they hadn't put in it. They were still tweaking it up to the 11th hour kind of thing. So if you got the patch, then yeah, it's like a 10-15-minute job. Although that's 10-15 minutes on our super internet, so I don't know how long it is.
Yeah,
normally,
off the Nintendo store, though, so I imagine the internet speed means nothing. It's just Nintendo was probably downloading quite a few Pokemon patches at 11 o'clock last night when I downloaded it.
Yeah, I thought that, because mine arrived this morning, and I didn't put it in because I thought I'm going to stream it later, so there's no point in me putting it in and starting it. But I set Ollie's up for him, because I don't want him coming home and having an hour-long patch to do, but actually, like I say, 10 minutes he was on it. He kept trying to talk to me about it, and I was like, I really don't want to hear it all from you first and then have to relive it in an hour's time. Do you know what I mean? I was kind of like, don't talk me through all the stuff you're doing, because then my stream's going to be really hard to get excited about if I'm literally repeating what I've already helped him with. But he was enjoying it, and you're a gym ahead of me, I think you said, aren't you? At the moment?
Yeah, I just finished the second gym this evening, and I'm now... tootling along to my next place, although I've now read the little paper insert that's in the thing that tells me to get a Mew, I should have gone to the small flower field located on the southwest end of Florama Town, and I was there like a gym ago, so I've not done that. So I'm now thinking, good job, I've got a bicycle now, because I'm heading back there. I've got to talk to a certain madam to receive a Mew, because I've got a Pokemon Let's Go Eevee save, but also because I have a Pokemon Sword save, I have to speak to, and I quote, a particular gentleman to receive a Jirachi.
Yeah. I don't really know how they're randomly giving away that Jirachi. It's like it sleeps for 1,000 years at a time. So why has this guy got one, and why is it awake and all of that? Just seems a bit random. But he's obviously poked it, woke it up, caught it, and now he's just giving it to a random kid.
I do wish there had been some kind of notification when you turned the game on. They're not expecting me to not just open the box and take this piece of paper out, but then unfold it and read the big body of text that's in it. It's not obvious anywhere for a layman such as myself that there's freebies based on me having the previous saves on my Switch. So
I mean, they are expecting you to
take me by the hand a little more.
Yeah, and I do agree with you, and I understand where you're coming from, that they're not hand-holding enough for that. But as I said to you like before the show, there's also a... I didn't realise it was this difficult to get it, but they've got them... All Pokemon games have a mystery gift option, but in all of the games that I've played more recently, it's just one of the things in your menu when you go to save the game or whatever. It's just their mystery gift. But in this one, for some reason, you got to go into a particular building, walk up to a particular floor, talk to a particular man, and that man asks you a question. And I think you have like 4 or 5 options on there. And if you pick a really random option, which was, he asks you, what type of programs do you like? And if you reply, everyone happy, Wi-Fi connection, which is written in all caps, while all the other ones are just like, I like horror, I like comedy. If you pick that one, he goes, oh, that's a bit of a weird answer. You must know about the mystery gift. And then he says, I'll unlock that. And then you get the mystery gift function. And then it sends you another mythical Pokemon. But it's really weird that they've locked it that way, because they're announcing, oh, if you get the game and you play it before February, you get this Manaphy egg. And that's the only mythical that can also have a baby. So you're getting 2 mythicals out of it. And then it also mentioned, if you walk to that place you said, talk to the lady and the man, you'll get the Pokemon from them. And it's like, yeah, if you don't follow them on Twitter and you don't read that little slip, you don't know any of this stuff. And it's a little bit odd. But then I suppose if you're not following any of that, you might not really see the value in a Mew or a Jirachi or a Manaphy, would you? I mean, do you particularly
feel
like you should
get them? I know what a Mew is. I don't know what a jirachi is or whatever the other thing you said. I have no idea what they are. I'll go and get them because I imagine they're supposed to be quite good. But, yeah, it's all very odd. Pokemon's a weird thing. I enjoy playing the games. I hate everything else about it. It's just so weird.
I mean, they are thinking about long-term stuff, aren't they? There'll be some people out there who have played like all the games but never got a Jirachi because it's not in any of the games ever. So this is the first time it's, as far as I'm aware, that you can just get it. I mean, you can get it in Pokemon Go. I've only ever seen a Manaphy, I think, hacked. I have one in my collection because when I did a Wonder Trade, I received it. And I was like, well, this is definitely a fake. But I just thought it crosses it off the decks. So I've never had a legit one. I don't think I've ever had a legit Jirachi. I've got a Mew from Pokemon Let's Go that I got buying the Pokeball thing. But having two will be good. So, yeah, I mean, I'm pleased because the idea... there's like two games going on, isn't there? I've said this before. I've got Pokemon Home on my phone and on my Switch. And that's like the long term. That's my collection. You know, move that from game to game. I grow it. The idea is you try and get... First off, it was to try and get one of every Pokemon, which I've done. But I don't think I've got literally one of every one. I think I've just registered them and then evolved them and stuff like that. So now I need to get the living decks, as they call it. And then I could go and get a shiny of all of them. And then I could try and get all the different variants and all the different whatevers. And, you know, there are people out there who do go to that nth degree of, I don't know, every gender and every whatever and all of this. Whereas I don't think I've got the capacity for that. Whereas, yeah, so finding out you can get a Jirachi, I mean, most of those people probably have it, but it could kick someone else off doing that, you know. There might be someone who had that as one of the missing ones they needed. I think Gen 5 tends to be the one where the most are missing because they've not really released any of them. They were in films and maybe you had to go to Japan and unlock them from a machine and stuff like that. So there'll be a lot when that happens that people will need. But I got most of mine off of Lewis, so... yeah, I'm all right. I'm sorted. Basically, in April last year in lockdown, when I was like six away from completing it, I thought I was going to be just stuck there forever. And it would have been a big deal getting them now. But luckily, he was like, oh, I've got them. You can have them. And I was like, I'm done. But yeah, how are you finding it? Everyone was really worried about the little plasticky chibi characters. But I think it looks all right.
I mean, as someone who's probably played every game they've ever done, but never nerded out on it the way you nerds do, I haven't even noticed it's got a different art style. It just looks like Pokemon to me. It just looks exactly like a Pokemon game. I would have to put two side by side to notice that it's any different. The way I described it on stream today was, I don't understand how every time Football Manager and FIFA release a new game, all you hear is stick from people going, this is just the same game. All you've done is updated some of the players. It's the same game. Pokemon is literally the exact same game released over and over again to the point where, to my untrained eye, you start in the same house, you go and see the same guy, he gives you the choice of three Pokemon, you know, it's... You pick one, and then you just go from town to town. You do eight gyms. You know, it's the same game over and over and over again.
It's the same fundamental, sure.
But it is just the same game. I don't understand why this doesn't get a huge amount of stick for never doing anything different. It's baffling.
It does get an immense amount of stick, Kevin.
I don't hear
an incredible amount of stick. I think people were upset because... the last Gen 8, you had kind of humanoid, tall people running around a really lush, big world. Even though they got stick for how empty and corridory that seemed to be to people, which I didn't agree with. I thought it was fine. You know, I'm watching back my last playthrough and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, this game's just great. It's brilliant. I really think it's a great game. So people were moaning that they'd gone back to the old Game Boy style, because this is a remake of I want to say DS, but it might be whatever was before the DS. Is it the Advance before that? I think it'd be DS.
Game Boy Advance would be before that.
Yeah, I think this is the remake of the DS thing, because I'm pretty sure Emerald was Game Boy Advance. And people are annoyed that rather than taking that old game and turning it into a 3D game like Gen 8, that they've just like done an overlay on it of this, what they're calling chibi style. But like you say, it looks pretty much like the old one. It's just... they've done like a 3D version of the original Pokemon Diamond, basically. I did see a video where they show them side by side, what it looks like, and it's just 3D, basically. Instead of it that mine that when you were in my chat earlier that I was walking through, that wasn't 3D originally. It was just there were lines in the way and you couldn't walk certain ways. You know, it was just there. Whereas now they've done like this cool, you know, overhead stuff and stuff like that. So it is an advancement on that one. But yeah, I mean, no one plays Pokemon for the graphics, do they? And it's kind of, I mean, they tried in Gen 7 to stop it being 8 gyms. You don't go from gym to gym. You go from island to island doing random challenges. And then you fight a totem Pokemon that is super powered and souped up. And you have to beat that. And there's items and stuff. So they have tried to change it. And obviously in Gen 8, they did the puzzles. So you'd have to unlock that water puzzle and stuff like that instead of fight people. But this is back from the days when you literally walked into a gym, fought the two people ahead of the gym leader and then beat the gym leader. So this is absolutely like the old ones because it's a remake of Gen 4, which if you've played them all, you might have played that years ago. I don't know.
Probably did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm liking it. It's basically like it is exactly a one-for-one remake with a couple of upgrades on like experience share, so you don't have to level up all your Pokemon individually.
Oh my word, there's been people on my Twitter moaning about the fact that that exists. To me, that is weird. That is the greatest addition to Pokemon there has ever been, because it actually encourages me to play the game all the way through. The amount of times on old Pokemon games I'd get to a point where I'd get to a gym, I'd need a certain Pokemon and I haven't really been using him, and he's like, he needs to go up 15 levels to be any use. I'm like, well, then I'm done then, because I'm not going to go and mess around leveling that moron up on his own. Whereas now, I just make sure I always have like a decent selection in my team. I've got the one that I need for the bit that I'm on, because usually whatever area you're in, you can pretty much do it with one Pokemon, and it will vary from one to one, but you've got one, it'll just do this area. So I have him, and then I make sure the other five are just a nice mix. So when I get to the next place, I've probably got something that is ready to step up and become, right, you're my main Pokemon for the next couple of hours. And I just, to me, that's made it possible for me to finish the last couple that I've played, which I'd never done before. I'd never finished a Pokemon game until Let's Go Eevee. But I've now finished that. I've finished whichever one of the Sword and Shield I played. I don't remember which one, the blue one. And I'll no doubt finish this one as well. So I'm actually getting more enjoyment out of them now that there's less of the grindy nonsense. But there are several people on my Twitter moaning that they've taken away the grind. The grind is the fun.
Yeah,
I don't
understand
it. People. How is grind fun?
And the thing is as well, the way around that, if you're desperate to grind, is just to take most of the Pokemon out of your team and then, you know, run with a couple. And you've created a new challenge. It's a bit like all sorts of games. Like me, when I was doing the Nuzlocke before, I didn't have to release any that died. I made the game harder for myself. If you're missing the grind, then run with two Pokemon in your team and grind them. And then when you need something else, go and grind it. Don't complain that everything's been made slightly less time-consuming for you. I mean, I was saying to someone in this, we were debating this because they were complaining, and I just sort of disagreed, as I want to do. And I said, look, I put I can't remember how many hundred hours into Sword and Shield. I was reading it on one of my saves, and I thought, you know, that's, even if it was 100 hours, to be fair, but I think it was multiple hundreds, that's pretty good for me on any game, let alone the one everyone's moaning about them removing the grind from. Like, the fact the people have tried to claim those games aren't full enough or there's not enough to do, and I'm like, look, if I've got into triple figures on a game, there's plenty to bloody do in that game, so you need to shut up. And it's just I feel like it's because it's so big, there's just always going to be a sizable amount of people who are unhappy, isn't there? And I mean, we'd be moaning if they suddenly said, look, Gen 9, we're going to make it super grindy, and you know, we're going to make it really, because people are moaning that in Gen 8 you could basically go to a gym and then you'd be sent back out into kind of the wild area and roam around there for a bit, and then you'd basically reconnect with the world and it'd be all like a couple of roads and bits and quite an easy journey. And I'm thinking, well, it's more realistic. People don't normally live in these really isolated towns that you have to circumnavigate a maze to get to. You know, the fact that the two biggest cities are connected by a road you only have to walk down makes sense, but they also need to give you a wild area, and walking through a giant woods or whatever is, again, it makes sense, and it made both of them feel better for me. When I want to do the gyms, I'll just go do three gyms in a row, smash, 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 they're done. If I want to go roaming, I'll go roaming, but people don't like that, apparently. So, yeah, they're fighting a losing battle. They've got too many people to try and please, so they just ignore them all. And I'm sort of I've learned from the last gen not to complain and worry. And I saw so many people complaining and worrying about this re-release. And I just thought, I'm not getting sucked into it. It looks good and it is good. And I'm looking forward to the one coming out in January because I think that's going to be outstanding. And there'll be so many people moaning about that because it's going to be difficult, but I don't think it's going to be grindy. I think it's just going to be a harder game to complete, which might be a problem for you because you like to just kind of sit and switch off and enjoy. But
yeah, but it comes with a little Pokeball thing, a little Pokeball exactly. model thing. So yeah. that'll keep me amused. Even if the game's not very good, I'll have a little thing to put behind me. So I'll be fine having mm-hmm. a thing.
Yeah, I've caught that bug. That's exactly the reason I pre-ordered it. I was thinking, oh, I'll get it once I've heard if it's any good. And then I thought, oh, no, I want that little wooden ball. I am nervous, though, because I ordered the pre-order of Diamond and Pearl. I got the little box set with the steel book thing. And it was supposed to come with two pins. Not that I like pins at all. They make me feel uneasy. But it came with two pins. And I got an email from Nintendo saying, yeah, these are delayed. I don't know when we're going to send you these. And it has like an indefinite date on it. And then Lewis was telling me in my chat earlier that he ordered one that come with a little plastic Dialga and Palkia, the legendaries from the game. And Nintendo have told him they're delayed indefinitely as well. So he's like, what? I mean, it can't be hard for them to find two plastic prints of these Pokemon. But I mean, the pins are probably plastic as well, aren't they? I don't understand why they've just turned a 3D printer on. It just seems weird that they've had trouble sourcing them or something. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, imagine if they'd have delayed the game because they didn't have them. It's probably for the best that you've not got the things.
Well, no, yeah, but it's a weird one. It seems odd that they can't source them. They didn't look that complicated. I mean, I should send them my sister's details. She makes badges, doesn't she? She could just rustle up a few from her living room and send them out. But yeah, it was just a weird one. It's funny because I was joking. I was saying, like, I've done an Anna. I don't normally pre-order games to get all the cool stuff with them. And these two games are the first time I've really done it. I don't think I've ever got a game that came with a load of stuff. Ever. I mean, I don't think I'd have bought like a chest. If they'd done like a Pokemon chest, I don't think I'd have spent like 100
would have done.
It.
You absolutely I might have done.
I really might have done thinking about it. Like if it had come, like I've seen Anna get like a Fallout with a big map that she's put on the wall. And I'm thinking, God, if they had a map of the Galarian region or whatever from what I'd probably have that on the wall behind me and you know all the Pokemon on my shelf. The more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm like, oh bloody hell, I hope they don't ever do that, because yeah, I don't know. Once I've done that
there you
once,
go. If you're
I'm
listening Pokemon
time.
People if you do a £250 pre-order, Sheepdog will buy it even though we moan about it.
I think I would just have to do it and then never tell my wife about it. I'd tell them that Nintendo sent me it or something and hope that she never texts. But yeah, you lot have corrupted me, because that seems reasonable to me now, and it would never have seemed reasonable to me before.
We've broken him. Right, yeah. We'll move on from Pokemon, because we've filled the first half of the show with it. Pab's going to stick an advert in, aren't you, Pabby?
Sure.
There we go.
Still Standing is a podcast of hope. My name is Allie Patterson, and I am your host. On this podcast, you're going to hear stories from people who have encountered a living God and found help and hope in their real life. No matter what your life is like right now or what you think of God, I hope you hear stories like yours, and I hope you walk away thinking there's hope for me too. Everyone on this podcast would gladly say it's because of Jesus that I am still standing. Come find out why.
That was an excellent advert, Pab. Good work. There is still stuff that I've played. I can't believe I'm continuing beyond the advert. This is uncharted territory for me.
It's lies.
Is it? I've gone beyond the advert before. I don't think I have.
No, you played more than one game, is what I was saying.
I have. I've played, obviously, Football Manager. But the big thing I've spent a lot of the first half of the week on, Forza Horizon 5, which I am now pretty much finished. I've just got to do, like, three more races to get my Hall of Fame entry, and then I have finished I finished Forza Horizon 5. I'm like level 60 something now, and it's just I haven't even started the barn finds. I'm just literally going race to race to try and get through to get my Hall of Fame nomination. But we've got Pabby and Anna, and even Bouncy is in the club now. You don't seem to be in the club, Sheepdog. Have you not played this yet?
I did play it the other week. I haven't played it since. I played it the day it came out.
In the club.
A little bit after that. Yeah, I'll get on it. I was just thinking to myself, actually, you sent me down a bit of a rabbit hole of me thinking, could I move my TV from upstairs down to my room, you know, run a big long HDMI wire across the room and start gaming through my PC on a TV. I'm just like, this sheepdog will kill me if I do that, but it might be worth it. She can't run forever. She can't chase me forever. I'm fairly confident she
can probably run longer than you, though.
Yeah, but if I got in the car and just drove off and waited till she calmed down, she ain't going to move the TV.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Exactly.
Although, which is the theory I'm using with Anna when I order my new Switch.
I swear to God, if you do, I am going to dismember all you wrestlers.
I already explained to you that they don't have members, but you weren't listening. So is it just because I haven't played a Forza really in years and I don't really remember it, but is it essentially just doing all of those milestones on the map, just driving from one to one, doing them, and you've done them all now? Is that what you're saying?
I've not done them all, but I've done enough to level up far enough to get into the Hall of Fame, which I think is the last thing. So I've unlocked everything, because as you go through, you get those story events that unlock as you hit certain milestones in the game. All those are unlocked. So now the last thing I'm doing is just collecting enough XP to get into the Hall of Fame. Once I'm in the Hall of Fame, that's the story element of the game done. But the map is still absolutely covered in events that I've not done. I've not done any of the barn finds. I've not even scratched the surface on like collecting the cars, doing any of the paint job stuff. I've not gone in the store. I've not even looked at that yet this time. So there's still loads more to do. There's obviously going to be DLC on the way as well. They've done really cool DLC on the last couple of Forza Horizons. We've had Lego, we've had Hot Wheels. So I'm excited to see what DLC they throw in. But yeah, after what's it been, a couple of weeks of, I mean, it's been handy for the good people at Forza Horizon that I've been sick for a couple of weeks. So when I've not been creating content during the Football Manager launch, I've literally just been sat at my desk playing Forza. I've put hours and hours and hours into this game, and it's just loads and loads of fun. You don't need to think about it. I sit there, headphones on, put the classical music radio station on, and just drive around classic with my classical music blaring, running Pabby off the road over and over again. It's beautiful.
I've beat you twice, though, in races, Kevin.
Yeah, now we're all playing it, we need to actually do some proper multiplayer, because the multiplayer on this is brilliant. Okay. I've played a little bit with strangers.
So?
What?
Pabby, tell me about multiplayer.
I've played the multiplayer this week. It is spotty, janky. They need to fix it. Constant disconnects.
Perhaps you need to get some big boy internet, Pabby.
I've got decent internet. It's not the internet that's the issue. I'm not like losing connection from the actual world, so to speak. You know, it's just constantly saying disconnected, disconnected. And I think they've had issues with server stuff. I don't know what it is exactly. I know they were pushing a patch out to, I want to say next week, to try and address some of those things, so they might fix it. I've never seen any issues
when I was playing it.
Yeah, we were playing it with a friend, and we were playing it like just to drive around and do some of the Horizon event stuff. And it was a case of just like you'd connect and what have you, and then you'd go find them, and then you'd drive around for a little bit, and then just suddenly disappear and they disconnected. And then you'd reconnect, and you'd do it again, and then for after a little bit.
Are you sure it's not disconnecting because some Egypt's running you off the road?
No,
constantly in the background.
It's not like all the AI, just messing around.
Kev's shenanigans are somehow ruining your account.
That's not even in races. We're not even doing races. We're just driving around the map, and there's only people in your convoy that can hit you, and like AI cars, but like real people can't hit you. They're all ghosts. So it's just been, it's disappointing because I've never had an issue with Forza before. And it's just been, yeah, just disappointing with it. But like I say, hopefully they'll fix it. And we can get some multiplayer going on it, because we've had many a good evening on Forza. What, three? I think we played properly. So yeah, we should do that.
Absolutely, we should.
The other thing I did, I've been disheartened by this game this week. I've put this down this week because I mentioned last week that I kind of got went all in on the Horizon Festival, the festival events, whatever it was, where you have to do certain challenges and do certain things within the game to get points, and then you accrue a certain amount of points and you get given a car. And the first car was a DeLorean. And I was like, I cannot not get a DeLorean. I want a DeLorean now. So I spent so long trying to do this. And it's one of the most frustrating things to do in the game, because the challenges are so nondescript as to... It just says, like, do this danger sign, right? So you go and do the danger sign, and it goes, this you haven't met the requirements for this danger sign. I don't know what that means. It doesn't tell me anything other than you have not met the requirements. You then find out that it has to be a certain type of vehicle. It's a retro sports car, for example. But it doesn't say what type... What does retro sports car mean? What do you, would you class as a retro sports car? And it's like, you're just chancing. You're constantly having to do the same challenge over and over again in different cars to try and meet certain requirements. And you just don't know. And I find myself just banging my head against this wall for hours and hours on end.
Have you heard of Googling it, Pab?
Oh, no. But yeah, I thought, this can't be this hard. And then after doing all this stuff, and I thought to myself, I'll go into the store and buy. And like, I realized that you can go into the store and just filter by retro sports cars. And then... You can do that, but then they cost money. But obviously, with us, because we bought the digital deluxe version, whatever it is, there's money is not an object in this game, realistically. But in doing so, I then found you could just buy the DeLorean because people are selling them. So I was like, why? I'm not doing this anymore. If I want the car, I'm just going to buy the car that they are willing to give it, because so many people are trying to sell it, just trying to make a quick bit of money. I was like, I'd rather just do that than faff about with that and get back to actually playing the game, because I've not played the game. I've not played it because all I've been doing is these challenges, and it's been driving me insane. I did finally do it. I finally did it. I got the DeLorean, got a Back to the Future paint job on it, and turned it off. But there you go. And I've not played it again.
Should have gone back in time and told yourself how to buy it.
I wished I'd even thought about that, like thinking... Like, I saw it right as I could, like, touching distance. I needed 2 more points on the challenge thing, and I know what I needed to do to get the 2 points. And I thought, oh, you could just buy it now. And I thought, no, I'm not just buying it now. Just for all, I've gone to all the effort. I'm making sure I'm getting this one. But for the rest of it, I'm not going to be bothered. Not worth it. So, like, it's not like if you don't get enough cars in that game.
That'll teach them.
Unless it's, like, I don't know. Like a Ghostbusters car or something where it's like a cool car that you wouldn't normally be able to just randomly get. I'm not going to even try.
The Ghostbusters car would definitely... I mean, I forgot about the DeLorean. I need to be reminded when it's not late on a Friday night, because I forgot about that entirely, but the Ghostbusters car, I'd have to remember. That would break me not getting that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's still a very good game. It really is, and... It looks amazing. It generally plays fine. I found myself doing challenges or some of the races when I was playing them. Some of them were I was like, I don't know why I'm like fourth place here going into the last lap. What's going on? I usually win them, but it's a bit more challenging than I thought previously. I don't know if the difficulty's been spiked a little bit or whatever.
The difficulty adjusts, doesn't it?
If
you're winning too much, it says, come on, stick the difficulty
well,
up and you
that,
lose
and
it.
I said no.
Oh, I always agree with it.
Well, it's I said, like it I said does no get because hard. It wasn't like as if I was like just getting to the front like after lap one and just getting away from him. I really wasn't. It's like I was getting to the last lap and I'm like I say, third or fourth place, and I'm having to fight my way to the front. And I'm thinking, if I make this any harder... I'm just like I did a challenge where it was like play against advanced driver tars and I did it, and then everybody just zipped away from me, and I was like 8th or 9th, and I went, I'm not even, nope, just quit. I was like, I have no chance. I wasn't even like close to them. I was just they were peeling away from it, and I was thinking,
yeah,
I don't know
what... Yeah,
they
get to the point where if you're not using a manual gearbox, you cannot compete.
I don't know what cars they're using. I was like, I don't know what cars you're using. I feel like I went in recommended car, and they just absolutely tear away from me.
Yeah,
and
but
I was
if you're on automatic, that's why. So it's they're
yeah,
leaving
playing,
it in
I'm
lower gear for longer,
people.
Aren't they? Yeah, but the driver tard will pick that up, won't it, if they're dropping into manual and doing it... And staying in second gear for longer, for example, that'll be in the driver tower. I think so, yeah.
Ugh, that's a.
Once they get to a certain level, it's all manual gearbox.
That's a. Ugh, that is a cheap trick, that, isn't it? That's dirty. That is just a dirty, dirty. Ugh, horrible.
Surely, I don't even know how you would. I mean, is that just a matter of being really quick at going first, second, third? You know.
No, you want to hold it in you hold gears longer, don't you?
Yeah, if you're accelerating, you stay in the lower gears for longer, like you would in a car.
Get the speed up on the lower gears.
Yeah.
And then...
So you can't accelerate as fast in an automatic as you can in a manual if you leave it in second gear.
Because it'll automatically jump up. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I never knew that about cars, to be honest. Just belt mine. Whatever. It goes fast, quick anyway.
Need to get yourself an old banger, then you'll have to learn how to use the gears to overtake.
This is it. I've been spoiled, I imagine.
Yeah, other than... Anna, you've played a bit of Forza as well. Like, have you played a lot of it, or...?
I did some photos. I had to go and do a photo mission in like a storm. So that was fun.
Yeah, the lightning one, I did that, yeah.
And then I opened the jungle... and then I did a barn find. I was going for smashing through them things. And then I was finding all the danger zones and driving myself off really big ramps and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, you've done basically the opposite to what I've done. You know, I've just been going race to race to get through the Hall of Fame.
Yes. I play everything.
There's something I don't like about the barn finds. The barn finds are good, but it's really easy to find where they are when all you see is a bunch of cars all hovering in the same area. You know where you can instantly find it when you look and you can see in the distance there's like three or four cars all just stopped in the same point where they've all gone into the cutscene.
Yeah,
but obviously there are all of them are in the cutscene and you just drive straight over to it. It's you just find where everyone's kind of hovering.
You have to play it offline to do the barn finds to get the fun.
Well, I do. I have to play it offline sometimes because it keeps disconnecting me. The other thing I had to go on the Battle Royale.
Interesting.
There's a Battle Royale, 30-car Battle Royale, where the map, obviously there's a circle comes in and it starts shrinking and you get eliminated by basically... driving up to cars, beeping your horn, and it sets a race off, and you've got to get to the other, you've got like an impromptu race, and you've got to get to the finish line before them. I was just trying to hide in the bushes and just drive away from everything, and then as soon as I realised that what was happening, it was too late. They were long gone. But it's interesting. It's interesting. It was in previous ones. I think it was in 4. I think it might have even been in 3. But I've never really done them. It was an interesting take on it because you start with a basic car. I think you start off as a Volkswagen Beetle, and you can find drops and you can just upgrade your car and then end up in a Porsche. And then I got an Audi, so you obviously get faster and like more agile cars. Sometimes you can get like a 4x4, so you can get over like the mountains and what have you. It's interesting. It's another thing that you can do in that game. We need to play multiplayer. I want to do some multiplayer stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just say when?
Yes.
Just not Saturday nights.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
Is that all Kev? I'm assuming that's all Kev's got, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's me done. The Football Manager's the only other thing.
Can I ask? I've got a thing about Football Manager I want to say, Kev. Do you remember when we were at uni and I basically... For Anna and Pab, that I used to have a problem whereby if Kev said something to someone, they'd all be fine. But if I said the exact same thing, everyone would lose their mind. Do you remember that, Kev?
Yeah.
Like, you just were able to say anything, and I wasn't able to say anything. And Football Manager seems to be doing that to me this week, and I don't care for it. I told my players something along... They're all upset because we'd lost a couple of games, and I basically said, it's all right, lads. We'll turn it around. I have faith in you. We're all right. We'll win. And they went berserk. And absolutely mental. And then two of my players came in and were like, we're getting fed up of your team books. We just need to stop this nonsense immediately. And I was just like, what the hell? And so I think I told them no in the end. I just had enough. I thought, there's something wrong with this save. So I basically just launched a chair at them. And then they told me I was out of line. So I launched another chair at them. And then the whole team was upset and it all just fell apart from there. But at that point, it had already been kind of getting a bit odd. I mentioned to you in passing, and I don't think I've said to Pab or Anna, but it was ridiculous because I did that. I upset my squad. And then I was in a game called El Sacico because I'd lost 8 in a row. And so a person below me in the league had also lost 8 in a row. So they thought whoever was going to lose that game was going to get sacked. So I was at a bit of a low point, and I'm talking to my stream chat about how, yeah, I didn't really expect it to go this badly. I kind of picked the poorest, worst team in England because I thought I'd probably be able to get mid-table at least. And this game's actually quite difficult. And the morale stuff is really... I mean, they turned on me for the most ridiculous of reasons. I could have probably turned it around if I'd mollycoddled them, but I just thought, you know what, I've had enough, because that wasn't the first time they'd acted weird. I'd give them a half-time team talk going, good work, lads, we're 3-0 up, and they'd get annoyed, or I'd say, like, we need to win this because we're... I don't know, I kept trying to turn the rot around and it kept getting worse. But I was at this super low point where the next loser was going to get sacked. And as I said to Kev, I randomly had Zealand pop into my chat. Can you turn follow-only mode off, please? A few of my friends want to say hello. And I was like, oh, hello.
Oh, so surely you off. Didn't.
Well, I just thought it'd be funny. Because what he did was, yeah, he brought in like 1,500 people who copy and pasted the same message. It annihilated my chat.
Yeah.
It was funny. I mean, I figured if I'd said no, he probably wouldn't have done it. So I was like,
yeah, exactly. Go on. You got to discourage him from being a monster.
It was entertaining, though. And I ended up with, as I say, about 1,500 people watching me play El Sacico, which was a draw. So then I was a bit like, oh, for I told everyone I was getting the sack because there was no way in hell my team had the morale to get through it. But we drew like 2-2, I think. And then the next game, I was 3-0 up at halftime and we lost 5-3, something like that. And I was just like, all these people are watching me fail more and more and more. And they're all telling me about how they'd been sacked in much easier saves and stuff like that. Like, I lost to Arsenal, Newcastle sacked me and all of this. So that was quite nice. But yeah, he kind of, someone in his chat must have said, oh, Raid Sheepdog, like, because they knew me via you or whatever. And I just thought of all the timings, because I started a new save and that one's going really well. I'm like third in the league and I've not launched a single chair. I've not thrown a single bottle. And I'm kind of assuming that I've probably got, because I started the other game before I patched. So I'm wondering if there was some lingering little bug there, whereas I've started this one and it does seem to be less temperamental. And I don't know if that's possible or feasible. I'm not making excuses because I am bad at it, but I learned a heck of a lot from the first save that I'm not doing in the second one. And I mean, first of all, I set a code of conduct. And so that meant, like, I upset the old team because I immediately was too lenient on the code of conduct. So then it was just constant uphill fighting, trying to turn them around. I replaced like 10 of the players in that squad as well, because I thought that would cheer them up. Like, I'll get happy people in. I remember you doing that in a save a while back, but you're obviously a pro. You got happy people in and they stayed happy.
I'm a pro.
I got happy people in and the sad people corrupted them. I had David Nugent, 36-year-old, one cap for England, you know, terrible man. But he scored a lot of goals early on and then he was the one who called the team meeting to tell me off and say that he didn't like the cut of my jib. So he got a chair to the head and then a chair to the face. And he's facing his header in different places, apparently. I don't know why I said it that way. But he got hit by two chairs and, yeah, I no longer work there. When I tried to apply for other jobs, they mocked me. TalkSport, that's why I started a new save. Because they said, do you not think you're being a bit desperate applying for all these jobs, Sheepdog? And I was like, I've applied for like 6 jobs. I mean, I'm a football manager. Like, it's been a week. I need another job. But because they called me desperate, I just thought, I'm going to restart. My name is dirt in this industry at the moment. And yeah, thanks to Zealand, so many people more people have seen me fail at that than anything on Twitch now, which is shameful. But I have you found many problems with the morale on this, or are you finding it all fine?
No, I'm a genius. I can just manage it beautifully because I'm very good at the game. Probably the best there's ever been.
Maybe, some say. But I do feel like, I mean, as we learned tonight, I asked my chat if my audio and everything were fine. Kev comes in and goes, you realise your game's much louder than your voice.
Yeah, I could barely hear what you were saying. Your chat are monsters if they've let you play like that.
I was like, that's insane. I literally came in and I was like, I think this is all set up okay, because it's been a while since I've used the Elgato settings. Let me know if there's any problems. I'll tweak it, because I'd been trying to make sure it was right. And yeah, it was way wrong, apparently. But they're the ones who were always like, I mean, I knew not to throw a chair. When they're like, throw a chair, sheepdog, throw a chair, show him who's boss. I definitely knew they were joking, but eventually it was like, yeah, I'm annoyed. I'm going to throw it. I'm going to see what happens. And sometimes it would actually work out all right. You turn the morale around.
Yeah, it's the sort of thing you can do like once every 3 years.
Yeah, that's kind of it. It worked. We went on a bit of a win. And then the next time everyone was sad, they told me to run a friendly and that would cheer everyone up. And that worked wonders. I did two easy friendlies and the whole team was super pleased and really happy. Which, I mean, again, it's a bit, that's the bit where it's just a game, isn't it? Which I know is your kind of angle when you're playing these tournaments. You treat it like a game, whereas the other people you're playing against treat it like real life, and then they try and do things that don't work in a game. Whereas I'm trying to treat it like a game, but then I'm like, it still feels really unrealistic to just, oh, they all hate me, and then I put a couple of pub teams out against them, and then suddenly they love the world because they managed to score some goals. It's just weird, isn't it? But maybe that is how it works in real life. I don't know. It's a complicated game. So I had assumed I was going to stop streaming it when Pokemon came out, but now I'm trying to pivot between the two of them every other stream and all of this, because I don't want to drop Football Manager, and I don't know if I'll have time to play it as much as I'd want to if I wasn't streaming it. But it is a jolly good game. It's probably the best one, because I looked, I've got all of them over the years, like since you've been into it, at least, you know, and I only ever put like 20 hours into them and I just wasn't feeling it, whereas this one I genuinely am loving. Like, I really like it. It's in my head. So yeah, I think this is definitely the best one I've done in a long time.
Excellent. I am enjoying it too. It is good. It is a good football game.
So Pabby, you and Anna need to speak about games now.
I think Pab's been dropped. Oh no, he's not.
No, we're good.
No, it was Craig. It was Craig on the right there.
We're all good. What have I played? That's a good question. So we have played some Forza Horizon, like I mentioned. I've played and finished a game this week called Unpacking.
I know this.
I saw this. It's
wonderful. It's on Game Pass. And it's a really kind of like chill. Chill, kind of like cutesy game where you start off, you like go through like years, like you start off in like the 90s, I think it is, it's the early 90s, I think, and you're a kid and you're unpacking into your bedroom and you've got like a big stack of boxes and you take stuff out and you've got to put it somewhere in your room, and you're doing all this, and then like you do, I feel like I did the first room, no issues whatsoever, and it's like, yeah, that's your room.
Because it's one room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next one is I feel like it's a college dorm or something like that you go to, and you have like a bedroom and a bathroom. And now you've got multiple rooms to unpack. And I feel like at some point it starts going, this stuff shouldn't go here. It doesn't belong in this room, or this stuff is not the right, and it's like kind of like you can't progress until you've put this somewhere that it deems
suitable.
it's not like this thing has to go in this spot. It has to be like, you can't just dump your PC smack bang in the middle of the room. It doesn't deem it as, that's not where you would put that realistically. But you can put it under the desk anywhere you want to put it. You could put it, so you know, just somewhere out of the way. Then it's probably fine. and then it gets more, like I say, and it moves on again, and then, like I say, each year it moves, it bounces on a few years, and then a new set of rooms come along, so it's like moving to like a apartment with someone. So you then have like a kitchen, living room, bedroom, and a bathroom to deal with, and you've got all these boxes, and you have to take all the pieces out, and it becomes more and more challenging. Here's the thing I found: is like, who packed these boxes? Because I didn't pack all my coasters, all my coasters in with all my toiletries. I didn't put my monitor in with my toaster. Who packed this stuff away for me? Because I sure as hell didn't, because this is so disorganized now, this stuff. So you have to, like, stuff comes out of the bathroom, you're like, this is for the dining room. So you have to then shuffle across to the dining room and put it somewhere in there. But it's just a really nice, chill game, and it's telling a story through the years. It's kind of like inadvertently telling a story, and like you're putting pictures on the wall. So you're getting story from like the pictures that are going on the wall. You're getting story from like the trophies, the rooms as well. It, like there's one with like a particular room, so it tells you a story of what this person's life is. And yeah, it's just a really nice, relaxing game. And the sound design is like nothing else. You can put things down on like about 40 different like surfaces, and it makes a unique noise for everything. Tile, wood, carpet, everything. Every different type of noise it makes is like that is amazing. And then at the end of each level, you can like click on like a replay, and it just, you can do it in like a sped up version, and it just puts everything, it just shows what you did and where you put everything. And it makes all the little noises as you're tapping it all day. It's really nice. It's a good feeling to do that. I think you could do it in about 5 hours, I think. That's about what it took me, realistically. And it was a really nice experience. I really enjoyed it, and I would recommend it. It's on Game Pass. It doesn't take long. It's not a huge game. So I think it's on consoles. I think it's on Switch. It's on most things, but it is on Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, give it a go. The only other thing that I've got that I have played, put any time into, they released the Halo Infinite multiplayer this week early. The full game releases December 9th, I want to say, or something like that. The campaign and what have you. But they've released the multiplayer. The multiplayer will be free to play I think it's just free to play. But you can download it now. And it's Halo multiplayer. I've not played Halo multiplayer since, I want to say maybe Halo 3. So yeah,
you got there when Angry Vision beat up that kid.
No, I heard about it. That was in London, wasn't it?
Yeah. I didn't say beat up. He shouted at a child.
You gave him a good telling off, from what I heard. Yeah,
teenager as well, an old person, an older teenager who was putting their feet up on furniture and being rude to staff, and John told them off. So I'm realizing I'm slandering him a little bit there, and he's my employer. but no, I thought you were there. I don't know.
I wasn't. No, I don't think so. Yeah, it is very much Halo multiplayer. With it being free to play, it comes with all its bells and whistles of battle passes and cosmetics and stuff like that. You can buy all this stuff. I did buy the battle pass because I wanted to see what you get with it, sort of thing. It's just pretty much like any old battle pass. You'll get like different customizable items for your character, whatever, different colours, different skins, different voice lines, maybe. I don't know exactly. But yeah, it's good to be playing Halo multiplayer again. I haven't played a Halo multiplayer in that long, and I do occasionally, like say, play Call of Duty or something like that, or a multiplayer game, like shooter kind of game, but there's nothing quite like Halo multiplayer. They've got there's new things in there now. There's like grappling hooks that you can get, like shields that, like, you put like physical shields around you, and there's all sorts of different pickups in the game now as well, which I've not played tons of with these different items, but they are there. You can play all these different, like the usual multiplayer Slayer and Oddball and Capture the Flag and all this stuff. But there's also 12v12 big team games where you have all the vehicles in as well. I've not really been in the vehicle ones because I felt like, I got in the vehicle. I was like, oh God, I forgot Halo controls like nothing else when you're driving vehicles. It's like you don't have, you like Forza or whatever, you left trigger, brake, right trigger, accelerator. This one is like you steer with the right analog stick and the left analog stick is your, basically forward is accelerate and down, like back is reverse or brake. So you've got to get your head around it. But once you do, I imagine it's fine. But yeah, it's out there. I don't think, I've not looked, to be honest with you, but I haven't set up an MGP clan yet. I considered looking today. I wonder if someone has already done it. If they have, let us know. And we'll join it and we'll play some multiplayer games at some point. Halo's good. Halo's back. From what I'm hearing on the campaign stuff, it's sounding like it's going to be pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that when it comes out. Just shy of a month. And I think that is all I've played this week. So, Anna, anything else?
I have played old games because
how old? How old are we looking?
One of them was 2014.
Okay, so not 1990s old. Okay,
no, like in the century.
2014. Okay.
Yeah. So, what was that? 7 years ago.
Yeah.
I want to say so. Before I get to that one, I got Game Pass again because Kevin wouldn't pay for it anymore.
What a monster I am.
You are a monster because you used to pay it for me and now you won't.
I didn't know I was paying for it before.
That's not my fault.
You've been had.
So I installed Gears of War 5 and finished it. Cool. I only had like 4 hours left to finish it. I was it's quite a short game when you get into it. I was playing it. I was like, okay, I know where I am. Went to the next area. Oh, end of game. I was like, that's only like 4 chapters. It's a really small game. It's not big at all. But obviously it finished like to be continued. And I'm like, yes, okay. So there'll be a continue to that at some point, I guess. And then I tried to play Horde, and for some reason, all it kept saying was, you need Game Pass. I'm thinking, well, I'm playing you because I have Game Pass. So I have Game Pass, and I don't know what was wrong with it. It wouldn't let me play Horde, so I fell out of it and won't turn it on until they fix that. It's every time, it just happens all the time. Every time I get Game Pass or something that needs online, it's just like, you need this. I'm like, well, I've got it because I'm playing it. But yeah, it won't let me play Horde. And I'm very sad because, as you know, I like Horde a lot. I played it a lot, but it won't let me play it now. So yeah, but yeah, Gears of War, very fun because, oh gosh, things will fall down. So in previous games, you would go A to B, do a bit of fighting, and carry, it was linear, which is fine. I loved it. It was enjoyable. This time, you have like open areas to explore, and you have a skiff that you ride along around on that the wind pulls you, and you have different areas to go and visit. Not all of them are missions. Some of them are just like side missions where you can get an extra gun or some extra like upgrade yellow things that you use on your little robot thing that I played when we tried to play all together. You lot got to play as men and I got to play as a robot, which was fun. Not, but yeah, you just get to have an explore, and as you know, I like to explore, so that was fun. Short, sweet, look pretty. And then I was playing Skyrim when the new update came out. And I was like, yeah, I like Skyrim, but I like Fallout better. So I started Fallout 4 again. Because wow. I'm me. Because I want to play Fallout. I think it's just with Skyrim, it's very quiet. Yes, there's a soundtrack, but again, it's just very quiet. Whereas in Fallout, I can be singing about being a wanderer at the top of my lungs while shooting people, and that's just fun to me. I just find it so fun, and I'm just enjoying it. And I know it's like years old, but I watched Many a True Nerd is playing like the YOLO mission, and it's been going on over a year now. And I'm watching it thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do that. So like, I've got like perks. Like one of them is like savant. So you're stupid, but sometimes you'll get like, say you complete a mission, instead of getting like 150 XP, you'll get like 300, and you're like, yes. Like, it happened one time, and I went through a whole level and leveled up twice. I was like, yes, I can get down with that. So that was fun. But yeah, I'm just scaring around the wasteland doing every side mission, and I don't care about my son because I know where he is, and I don't need to go and find you right now because I know what happens. And then earlier in the week, I was like, I kept thinking about it, this game, and I was like, I really want to play it. But every time I looked on stores or in Game Pass, on Game Pass it's not there, and in the store it's £15. On eBay it was a fiver. I was like, I'll eBay it then. I can wait a couple of days. I've got some bits and bobs that I can do at home while I wait for it. And that game was Thief.
The reboot one, or whatever it was.
Came out in 2014. I have played this game before, but what I was reading is it came out on the PlayStation 3 and then it came on the PlayStation 4. Because that must have happened, because when I got the PlayStation 3, I got the bank heist with it, and I went to the store today and I have to pay it. So I think they're two different games. Well, not two different games, but like, you don't get the DLC if you get the PS4. So I don't know. But I have the PS4 one and I'm playing it. And I was playing, I'm thinking, I've played this game before, and it's just like Dishonored. Like, there's so many things that look like Dishonored. And then I went into it, like, I wanted to go, why is it looking like Dishonored? And apparently the same man that worked on Thief worked on Dishonored. So there you go. It's the same, it's basically the same game, because there's so much in it that I'm like, that's Dishonored. That's from Dishonored. That, like you've got, like, powers, and you can, like, see, you have, like, a seeing, like, you can see things with a special light, and in Dishonored, you have a heart that shows you where runes are, and you're stealthy in Dishonored, and you've got, like, the watchtowers, and they've got more towers in this, and his name is Geralt. And I'm like, that's like Geralt from Witcher, but I know that's completely different from Dishonored. But oh my god, it's just, there's so like a nuance of Dishonored in Thief, but I'm enjoying it. It's just like, I put it on rookie, like on the easiest difficulty, because I like going around opening drawers and getting loot out of it. Don't know why, but I've been playing it today when I got back from my interview. Oh, my computer's decided to go off. No, it's still there. And I enjoyed it immensely, just going around, picking up loot, running around the rooftops. Because, like, I remember this game, and I got to, like, an asylum, and there was, like, some creepy, like, people there. And I stopped playing because I don't like horror. Horror is not my thing. This time I might play all the way through, because I do enjoy it. It is a fun game. It's just like a stealthy game. Like, you can see its age because it's like very brown with a bit red, brown, like brown everywhere with a little bit of red in there. But yeah, 2014 that game came out, because there is nothing out there for me to play new. Nothing, not a thing, not even like a sprinkle of anything. Okay, even might go and play Halo on the 8th. I'm that bored, need all my new games. Because, like, the other day,
play Pokemon.
No, I don't want to play Pokemon.
You're missing out.
I can play Kevin's if when he gets bored of it.
Play it.
I don't want to play it. But like Saints Row, thankfully, that's been delayed by, I think it was like 2 months, 3 months. Because February, I would not have time nor the money to play all the games on Coin Night in Feb. I'd be broke. Because I would have no time and no money to play all these games. So, yeah, just oldie. And then, like, the other week, I forgot to tell you that I also finished Miles Morales Spider-Man. Finished that.
I'm just on
finishing spree. Yeah, loved it. It was great. Because, like, I started it again. I thought, oh, I don't want to play it all again. So I went back to my old save. And, I was like, an hour or two from the finish. I do this all the time. I play a game, I get right near the end and think, well, I'll go and play something else now. But I shouldn't. I should just, like, persevere, finish games. Because they're enjoyable. And I don't know why I do it. But I do. But that's it. That's all I've played. Because it's just been one of them weeks where I've been up and down. So, yeah. That's me. Bye.
Bye.
Any more for anyone else?
I think that is everything.
I think we
are.
Excellent. Well, in that case, we will wrap things up. Don't forget, you can follow us on the internet, Twitter specifically, but pretty much anywhere else as well. You can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
Not come up with a witty way to do that then, that one. You're just comfortable doing it straight off the bat.
Yes.
Excellent. Good to hear. In that case, see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.